Zapiro, it only comes in orange, Mr. Zuma. Cartoons from the Daily Maverick. And with me is the man who wrote all about it. Jonathan, always good to see you in the studio. And as I say, whenever I've spoken to you, it's funny, but actually it's very serious. So let's have a look at the year that you've been covering. And I like the one that you did in February when you didn't even know the full impact of what's going to happen, where you show 2019, a heavy load with inequality, unemployment, corruption, etc. Then you look at 2020. Oh, it's an abnormal load because of the coronavirus. Yeah. And then you get to 2021. I think you're going to tell us all about 2021.
Very heavy load, batshit crazy mode.
And the showdown, all the things that went with the territory.
Yeah.
So it says, whoops, am I allowed to say it? Batshit crazy load.
Yeah.
Quite a year, yes?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely crazy. I mean, 2020 and 2021, just outrageous. As if we could get any more outrageous than we were already.
How do you find it funny?
Well, you know, that isn't that hard for me. It's a strange thing. If you think about being a cartoonist almost in any era, one has the most insanely difficult issues to deal with, and that sort of pressure release that a cartoon can be has always been important. I mean, when we were talking about the AIDS crisis back then, when talking about 9/11 or invasions of different countries or, you know, terrible disasters and things, and what's really important is not to punch down. You don't make fun of people who've been in a terrible situation, but sometimes when people are responsible for a terrible situation and should be held accountable, there's a lot of humor in that.
Well, it's political satire to make a point.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there are many points that you've made this year. And I know that one of the points you did make was in song. Are you going to do, seeing it's Fine Music Radio, can I tempt you to sing along?
Sure. You know, I often do these things. I love doggerel. I love Dr. Seuss. I love Ogden Nash. I love that. And sometimes I kind of decide to write something either as a song or as a rhyme. And in this case, with the Zondo Commission being such an enormous thing over the past 3 years. And
grand opera.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's incredible stuff there. So I have one where you see the silhouette of Shamila Batoy and Zondo, Judge Zondo, walking into the Saxon World Shabin. I thought I'll do one more Saxon World Shabin cartoon because Brian Malefe was appearing yet again at Zondo, and I mean, he's the guy who invented the Saxon Shabin in every sense of the word. So, final gig, Brian Malefe, Edith Piaf tribute, and it says, "No regrets, no, I will have no regrets. All the things that went wrong, I'll deny. Ish, the list is too long." And you see there things falling down, the Eskom and tall trains and load shedding and money laundering and all sorts of all the rest of the stuff, inflating prices and stuff. "No regrets, no admission of ill-gotten gets. Leather bags filled with notes, I just talk about walking with goats." Remember that one? He had that weird thing. "No regrets, no, I'll squirm out of their nets. My Shabin I'll defend, Gupta billions I'll hide till the end." Then he says, "Encore?" And they say, "No, please, enough." And the Shamila Batoy says, "Plenty, actually." And hopefully that is, hopefully some of those things that came out of the Zondo Commission are actually, I mean, really, it's about time that they were used by the NPA to, you know, put these cases together. Of course, there was one provision that was made during the Zondo Commission which allowed some of that evidence to be used, not in exactly the same form, but it's very important that that goes forward to the next level.
Absolutely. Now, I see you bring out a book every year. Now, can we expect a CD as well?
Do you know, I've actually, funnily enough, I've seriously thought it would be fun to compile some of the song cartoons and the doggerel cartoons and actually do something with a little, like a different book with a little CD. I've actually got many of them.
As they say in the classics, hang in there and we'll launch it on Fine Music Radio. We've been speaking to Jonathan Shapiro, also known as Zapiro, about his latest book. What do you call your annual?
Yes,
annual. Zapiro. It only comes in orange, Mr. Zuma. And a wonderful way of re-looking and rethinking the year we've been through. And it's not been funny, but somehow this man makes it work that way.
FMR 101.3.